Welcome to LDEQ On Air, a podcast featuring discussions on environmentally related topics that affect the Pelican State. Our goal is to shed some light on our operations as well as current issues involving LDEQ and our mission to protect public health and the environment in which we live. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DEQ On Air. I'm your host, Chance Townsend, and today we're here with the brand new Secretary of LDEQ, Roger Jingles. Welcome, Roger. Thank you for being here to speak with us today.
Thank you.
So I've just got a few questions for you today, now that you're new to the position. We'd like to get to know you. Tell us about your background, where you worked before and at LDEQ, and where you grew up.
Grew up in a little place called the Village of Stanley in North Louisiana, and lived there for most of my young adult life. My mom was a registered nurse at the local hospital. My dad was a welder and then kind of a supervisor in welding. So we were just average family. I'm one of four brothers. I'm the youngest. And by the way, they're still my best friends, my three brothers. I graduated from little school at Stanley High. Graduated with about 17 people. And it was very nice. Still in touch with some of them this many years later. I went to college in Shreveport at LSU in Shreveport, which hadn't been a four-year school very long then even, and a lot smaller than it is now. And I majored in biology, got my degree in 3 years there. And after that, I went to work for the state. The first environmental job I had was with what is now called the Office of Public Health in the Louisiana Department of Health. And I hired on as a sanitarian, which was a health inspector, and I trained in Shreveport in Caddo Parish, eventually after a few months moving down to DeSoto Parish to be the chief sanitarian in DeSoto Parish. And I worked there for about 3 years, and I learned a lot there because I was 40 miles away from my boss. I planned my days. I learned to go knock on doors and handle myself well, inspecting restaurants, wastewater facilities, water systems, catching water samples. I really grew up in that job and learned to handle myself in front of people as a young man, because at that time I was probably just in my mid-20s, not far out of college. After that, DEQ had just been created. I think it was back in, say, 84. And I had friends that from the health department had gone on to work there. So I applied, and I also was at a point in my life I kind of wanted to make a change. I wanted to go somewhere else. So I took a job with DEQ and what used to be called the Water Pollution Control Division in New Orleans. So that was a huge move for a country boy, going to the big city of New Orleans. But had some great coworkers, met some really nice people, got to know New Orleans, and I was down there for about a year and a half before I transferred to Baton Rouge. And I inspected, we had a group that inspected the large facilities for the water discharges, also crewed on both of the, at different times, of the surveillance boats that DEQ had then on the river. They were 48-foot boats, and that was a big adventure too. I wound up moving back to Baton Rouge and promoting into going downtown to the what we call headquarters, and pretty soon moved into the solid waste division as a supervisor, and that was a big learning experience too. Permits is really tough work. It is just continuous, and you just never finish. But you do feel like you do some good when you write a really good permit, and got to know a lot of people on the outside, citizens and regulatory. I eventually became manager of the permits division, and then the assistant administrator over the engineering, geology, and permits groups in the solid waste division. From there, I was there for about 6 or 7 years, and then I moved over to back to the water division, was assistant administrator there, And that took us into re-engineering, which happened back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where we DEQ rearranged from media divisions to functional ones. And I wound up as a promoted to a senior scientist in the remediation division. And there, pretty quickly, got a role in working in the Brownfields group, which was, Brownfields was all about not just getting sites cleaned up and fenced up, but getting them cleaned up and back into commerce. And I did that, worked that job for about 10 years, developed the program from scratch, and really enjoyed it. Really, really great division to work with. Met a lot of local government people, taught me even more how to deal with people on the outside. And I worked there for about 10 years, and 10 or 12. And then I retired for 4 years and had a great time doing that. I was only 55 or so when I retired. And I worked, we traveled, bought a school travel trailer, went all out west, went to Smoky Mountains and all that, and had a great time. And then actually came out of retirement and came back to DEQ, got called back to help with the reorganization of the new Office of Environmental Assessment, and wound up staying on there as the Assistant Secretary and spent 5 years in that job. And that brings me to now, when Dr. Brown left us and was offered this job, which I'm very excited about, really looking forward to. Didn't mean to make that long, but that's kind of the history in a nutshell. Oh, I forgot that somewhere in between there, I got my master's degree at Tulane University after I'd been at work for a while, which was a great experience.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and welcome to your new position. So what are your goals for the remainder of your tenure as secretary?
I have only 9 months to finish out, and I say only because in government time, state government time, that's not very long. And Secretary Brown has done a great job over 7 years here, keeping us all on mission. And I plan no big changes, and I've advised the staff of that. We will finish up what we can, and we will try to leave DEQ in a good shape, hopefully better shape than what we found it, for the next administration. We will continue to make strides in protecting water and air quality in Louisiana, promote sustainable practices to protect the environment and public health. We'll deal with whatever comes up in Louisiana, with whatever is unexpected. Here at DEQ in Louisiana, we have learned to expect the unexpected, whether it's hurricanes, floods, fires in potato chip factories. We get to deal with it all. So we will continue to move forward in that, but we will not be coasting, even though we will stay on our mission. We will not be coasting, and we will strive for that phrase that I heard from Dr. Brown so many times called continuous improvement. We will do our best to do that.
That's great to hear. LDEQ's permitting and enforcement decisions are often subject to critical analysis in the press and governmental forums. So what resources do you rely on in your decision-making process?
Well, the first resource is we have great technical staff in all of our permitting groups, whether it's air, waste, or water. We have varied skill sets, really great skill sets. We have employees with higher education. It's very common for our people here to have master's degrees and beyond. They've also had quite a few years of experience, especially our senior ones. So that is number one resource, and that's taught by sound management in our permit groups, experienced employees who went up to management and have good leadership skills. I'm also supported by a superb crew, which is my administrators and executive staff. I have complete confidence in their skills, their judgment, and their advice. And again, all permitting decisions will be based on sound science, the law, and practical problem solving.
So how do you plan to stay accessible to LDEQ employees and the public?
I think that's pretty easy for me. I'm pretty naturally accessible. My office is literally open always. I listen to everybody from the lowest technical staff all the way up to our administrators and executive staff. Like Dr. Brown, I believe everyone has something to contribute, and I will listen to everyone. I also am kind of a roamer as a manager. I'm not one to stick in my office. I like to go to the office who I'm talking to and in their comfort zone, and I really enjoy it. And I will, to repeat, I will definitely stick to Secretary Brown's philosophy of creating and keeping a safe space where everybody's opinions are heard and valued. As for the public, we will keep on doing what we do. We are always, I and my executive staff and administrators and managers are almost always available to go do stakeholder meetings, to talk to the public. We answer our phones, we return calls, we return emails. For the public, which is both the environmental groups, regular citizens, the people we regulate. And we will keep up that open door policy that Secretary Brown had done so well.
Very glad to hear that. You know, we love transparency here at LDEQ. Well, those are all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your new position. I know you'll lead LDEQ well.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information, visit our website at www.deq.louisiana.gov.